Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody has their move when they're trying to get attention from somebody they think is attractive. Mm-hmm. I know for me, my move has always been called the waterfall.
Whoa, yeah.
I'm
fancy.
Guessing you named it and call it that yourself.
Yep. Anytime okay. I see a lady that I think is attractive, I just open up my mouth and let the drool fall out.
Ew.
All the way down my chin. The waterfall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me, it works. They might not realize it at first, but you follow them around for 15 minutes
yeah.
with drool falling down your chin. They get the hint pretty quickly that you think they are attractive.
So weird they give you attention.
And the guy on the phone today for a second date update told us that he used his patented move in order to get a date with the girl that he wants to call today. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how's it going?
Michael, I'm already kind of cringing because anytime someone says that they have a patented move,
yeah.
it usually means they're pretty douchey.
I don't know. This is pretty good. I think you'll like it.
Oh, you do?
Tell us what your move is.
Well, I was at a mixer with a couple buddies of mine, and we were kind of bored just there and kind of looking around, and the talent wasn't that great, but there was this one girl that
talent.
Probably the hottest girl in the room, and they were saying that there was no way that I could ever get her to go out with me.
Okay, because you were obviously not the hottest guy in the room.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
But yeah. So I took what they said as a challenge, and I basically started waving to her from across the room.
Smooth.
And
like frantically?
He's not done yet, guys.
No. I mean, yeah, not frantically. I just sort of like waving like at her like I kind of knew her. And
okay.
other people started to look at me, and they were waving back. And I was like, no, not you, you, or you. I was like trying to get the hot girl's attention.
Nice.
So I keep waving at her, and she finally is like, who, me? And I was like, yeah, come on over. And so she walks on over, and she's like, can I help you? And I said, oh, I thought you were someone else.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get talking.
Yeah, then you start up a conversation right there.
Exactly. Nice. I introduced myself. My buddies behind me were kind of like laughing and kind of patting me on the back. And I was able to ask her out.
Okay.
And
nice.
Yeah, it worked. And yeah, we went out for dinner and we got drinks and we had a really great time.
Awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it. She's not calling you back.
Yeah, about that. Like, I think there was one moment. So, okay, we were at dinner and like we're pretty far into the date and a buddy of mine happens to be at the restaurant as well. So he comes over and I introduce him to her and I actually don't remember her name for that moment.
Oh, no, man.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah, and I'm doing the thing where, like, you know, I say his name and maybe he will ask her what her name is and it doesn't happen. And
I hate it when people can't pick up on that cue. You're like, this is my friend Joe. Joe, this is...
Somebody help me?
Yeah,
and he didn't help you out.
Joe's supposed to say, I'm Joe, what's your name?
Yeah.
What is her name, by the way?
Deanna.
You sorry
sure?
to put you on the spot like that.
No, yeah. I won't forget now.
So wait, I mean, if you called this girl and set up a date, how did you forget her name?
I don't, it just kind of blanked on me for a second. I guess I was just blurred by her hotness.
I don't know.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that she noticed that you didn't remember her name.
Yeah, for sure. She just actually stared at me for a few seconds and just let me sweat it out.
Oh, that sucks.
Kept the awkwardness.
At least she was, she seemed like she had a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah, she's playing along.
And I want to give you a hard time, but it's so hard to remember people's names.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, what was the mood like after that moment?
It was pretty good. She kept calling me the wrong name for the rest of the night. So that was kind of funny. Her way.
Yeah. I like her.
At least it turned into a joke with you guys, and she didn't just get mad and walk out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did everything end with whatever her name is?
Oh, Deanna. I drove there and actually asked if she wanted a ride home, and she actually said she had called an Uber, and she went home that way, and that was a little weird because I thought everything was great. But
but some girls don't want to like open the door to having you come into their house, or you know, she doesn't know you that well.
That's true. So now it's been, you know, about 8 days or so, and I haven't really talked to her. I shot her a text a couple times, and you know, haven't really heard back. So
I feel like if you have an awesome date like that and you have such a great time, why wouldn't you call her that night or the next morning and just say, hey, I had such a good time?
I mean, I feel like there are like rules around that, right?
No, every girl likes that. I'm telling you, nobody wants to wait for a text that says, hey, you want to go out again?
Maybe you're right. I probably screwed that one up as well, and hoping you guys can help me.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can do it. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Great.
All right, man. Just hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.